This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf has signed off on reopening bars in Bexar County. This comes 2 weeks after Governor Greg Abbott gave county judges the authority to open those bars at their discretion. Locally, the COVID-19 numbers have been on a good trend, but if that changes, that too could impact the status of these local bars, and they could be shut down again. We're talking about the reopening of bars here in Bexar County. Do you welcome that? Do you want to get back to the watering hole? Do you work at a bar? Do you own a bar? How has this been impacting you? Give us a call. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We're joined for the remainder of the hour by Jason Rosenfeld, a doctor of public health, assistant professor of medicine, and assistant director of global health at UT Health San Antonio, co-chair of the COVID-19 Community Response Coalition's Education and Enforcement Work Group. And Jason Rosenfeld, welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Also with us, Chris Porter, spokesperson for the Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission, TABC. Chris Porter, welcome to The Source.
Hey, great to be with you.
So, Jason Rosenfeld, what's happening with bars? Are they going to? Do we know that they're opening right now, or are we on standby? What is the status?
The latest that I've heard, and this was just based on the mayor and judge's briefing as of last night, is that there are a few bars that have indicated they are ready to open, and I think others are still in the process of determining how they can best adhere to the new guidelines and recommendations from the from the mayor and the judge.
The TABC plays a role in reopening the bars. Chris Porter, what can you tell us?
So TABC's role in this process is to accept the form from the county judges that states that their county is above the hospitalization rates as set by Governor Abbott's briefing a few weeks ago. And once we have that information in hand, we will then weigh it against the Department of State Health Services database. And once we find out that the facts are correct, we can return the approval to the county judge, and then the bars are free to open in that particular county.
So I'm hearing Thursday. Is that about right? Do you know?
Once we get the information from the county judge, it's a form they can fill out using the TABC website. Once we have that in hand, generally it only takes a couple of hours for us to do our due diligence and then return word back to the county judge with an approval or a denial.
And Jason Rosenfeld, does Thursday sound about right to you?
It sounds about right.
But we're still waiting to see. So it's not a hard, everybody who's, they're chomping at the bit to get back to their favorite stool at Cheers. We're still waiting to see what is going to happen with that. And what are the considerations, Jason? Why were bars one of the last places to reopen?
Well, I think one of the major concerns was the density of people that can convene in an indoor setting. We know that the COVID-19 is highly transmissible and that in indoor environments it can be transmitted quite easily between people. There's also concerns about people's loss of inhibition when imbibing in alcohol and maybe not adhering to social distancing requirements or potentially removing masks in such environments. And so we wanted to make sure that we could get the cases and the positivity rate to a certain safe place before we began to consider reopening bars and also normalizing those behaviors becoming ingrained in our normal practices day to day.
And these bars, when they are allowed to reopen locally, are they going to be fully opened or is it just limited?
At this point, the guidelines from Judge Wolf are that the occupancy will be limited to no more than 50% of total capacity indoors, and I believe the same is recommended for outdoors.
And there was a prohibition on standing at the bar and being served there. They were asking people to only table service. Is that still in place?
That is correct.
And why is that important?
Well, again, it's the same issue that I just mentioned, which is if we're congregating at bars, it's much more difficult for the establishment staff and employees to make sure that people are adhering to social distancing requirements. And again, as people, as we know, people lose inhibitions as we're having more alcohol. And so it might just be harder for people to recall that this is what they need to do. And so we're just asking the bars that are reopening to follow the similar guidelines and recommendations that many of the bars had opened under the previous iteration, reaching that 51% capacity or 51% threshold for food service, to follow the same guidelines that those facilities and establishments have been following for the last few months.
Let's go to the phone lines with Marta, and the number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, if you want to join the conversation about reopening bars in Bexar County. Marta, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a physical therapist in the community, worked right through the pandemic, in and out of homes, and my mother, however, lived in a nursing facility. They were early locked down in March, and they're still basically locked down with very limited essential caregiver visits. Every outbreak has always been pretty much tied into a staff or somebody who brought it in because they were locked down. And I'm disappointed that we're reopening facilities that potentially can reintroduce this back into the nursing homes because the workers, CNAs, doctors, nurses can go to bars because now they're reopening and potentially put these facilities at risk. Why don't we wait till these facilities are finally safe and open, and basically the weak link is, you know, solidified as safe, and then reopen others, just to be fair to the residents and to be safer in the community?
Marta, thank you for your call, and I'm sorry to hear about what's happening with your family. Jason Rosenfeld, what can you tell Marta?
Well, I think what I would say is that we have to remember that each of us has a personal responsibility and a social responsibility to those that are around us, and that if we are going to and go and socialize, whether it's at a bar or even at somebody's house, because remember, for the last few months that, you know, we haven't had the bars and the number of restaurants that we can go to, and yet we were still, up until most recently, seeing the cases still continuing to spread, and that was partially due to ongoing events at people's homes. So I say all that to say we just have to remember that we have a social obligation, and that when we are going out, we have to be safe. We have to follow the recommended requirements of wearing a face mask that is appropriate, covering our nose, covering our mouth, keeping it on, practicing safe social distancing. And then, of course, as these employees are going into their places of work, they need to be very aware of their signs and symptoms to make sure that they're not putting any of the folks that they're providing care to at risk.
Chris Porter at the TABC, your agency has a role in enforcement, but you don't have this vast army of people who are going to be going to bars, do you? It seems like you're being asked to do a lot.
Well, we do have a number of agents across the state who are charged with conducting inspections at these locations and ensuring that they're able to comply with the state's guidelines. Since June, when the bars initially had to shut down, but we started reopening restaurants across the state, we've conducted more than 20,000 inspections. And to date, we've found about 200 situations where people have had to actually incur a suspension of their liquor license. So by and large, the majority of bars are doing what they need to do, and they're working within the guidelines to keep their customers and their employees safe. But I would echo Dr. Rosenthal. Obviously, there is a huge personal responsibility component, and we're counting on customers and staff to do what they can to keep themselves at the risk of free from the risk of infection.
Let's go to another caller, Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm curious if bars that have opened by reclassifying as a restaurant, if they will have to get a new license again to change back to a regular bar.
All right. Thank you for that, Kimberly. Chris Porter, the TABC.
Yeah, certainly. Businesses that have reclassified to operate as a restaurant, they can certainly continue to do so if they want to maintain their new business model. They have every right to do so. In fact, their permit that they obtained as part of that reclassification is valid for 2 years. So they have a good while before they would have to renew or let that permit expire. However, we also understand a number of businesses that are operating as restaurants now might want to revert back to bar status. And we put processes in place to allow them to do so once their local county officials have given them the approval to open.
So, Chris, were we seeing a number of bars that they got shut down because they weren't serving food? And then it's, oh, now we're going to start serving food. But how do you just, they're just not going to be selling Slim Jims. Are they really selling real food?
Right. So in order to operate as a restaurant in Texas, under TABC rules, you have to be capable of serving multiple entrees, and that capability has to last the entire time that you're open. So from opening to closing, you have to have a full menu available to your customers that includes multiple different types of entrees. In August, the commission did make it easier for businesses to overcome some of the hurdles associated with opening as a restaurant. For example, they can now partner with a food truck or with a catering service as opposed to having to have their own kitchen. But ultimately, what we want to ensure is that alcohol does not make them a majority of the sales, and that these businesses are complying with all of the requirements that every restaurant in the state has been following since the beginning of the pandemic.
So they could just say a food truck parks in their parking lot, and voila, they're a restaurant. Interesting. All right, we're going to take a break. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And we're discussing the reopening of bars here in Bexar County during COVID. We've been here before, and we saw an increase of COVID. Are you concerned? Do you work at a bar? Do you own a bar? Are you worried about what the future holds for you? This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Support for TPR streaming comes from Port of Entry, a podcast from KPBS and PRX. Border people often inhabit this in-between space created by the separation and collision of two cultures. The Port of Entry podcast tells personal stories from this place, stories of love, hope, struggle, and survival from border crossers and other people whose lives are shaped by the wall. Find Port of Entry on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Details at portofentrypod.org.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin. Davies. Bars across Texas were ordered to close their doors over the summer as the COVID-19 virus surged across the state. Some were allowed to reopen by increasing their food sales. And now recently, as the virus has receded in some areas of the state, including here in Bexar County, San Antonio, Governor Greg Abbott has decided that bars could reopen at 50% capacity with approval of their county judge. Now, Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf has said that he is open to reopening San Antonio. Bexar County bars. We're waiting for the final green light, but that seems to be in motion. What are your thoughts about this process? Do you own a bar? Do you work at a bar? Are you concerned that this is going to kickstart the coronavirus surge all over again? 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Let's go to Jen on the phones. Hey, Jen, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I had to speak out because I just think that this is such a mistake. I mean, we've been here before. We opened too soon. It cost lives, and we're doing it again. And as a former restaurant worker, now I'm not exactly a kid. I worked in a nice restaurant, and I know that everybody needs to get back to work and needs to make money. I miss the money that I was making waiting tables, but I'm not about to go. You might as well ask me, this particular little area of a bay is infested with sharks. Would you like to go swimming? Are you kidding? I mean, I just can't believe that we're doing this again. It's going to cost lives, and it's a mistake. The area, anybody who's worked in a restaurant or bar knows that it's impossible to social distance from your coworkers.
All right. Jen, thank you so much for calling in with that. Jason Rosenfeld, Doctor of Public Health, and you're part of the COVID-19 Community Response Coalition Education and Enforcement Work Group. Are you concerned that we're going to end up where we were after we opened the bars last time?
I mean, I think there's always a concern that cases will spike. And if you look at the national trends, we are definitely on an upward trend nationally. We're fortunate that here in Bexar County, we seem to be holding steady with a seven-day moving average of around 150 and a positivity rate around 5.8, which seems to be holding steady. And so, you know, we took that current situation and the fact that, as was earlier pointed out, that within Bexar County specifically, about 97% compliance with bars and restaurants to required social distancing guidelines, masking guidelines, and capacity guidelines. And so our expectation is that because, as the caller pointed out, there are livelihoods on the line, people want to have their lives. They need to earn their income and engage in a social contract with the public to understand that there are certain things that you are required to do when engaged in a social environment. And so the bars reopening will be required to adhere to similar guidelines. They're only sitting at tables. There's no congregating around bars or outside the doors waiting to come in. And I believe that the bars and restaurants that are currently operating and those that will operate soon are going to do their best to adhere to this, and we'll be monitoring the situation very closely. And as Judge Wolf pointed out, that is, if we see a continued spike and we can trace those back to bars and/or restaurants, then decisions will need to be made about where we move forward from there.
Let's go to John on the phones. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is John Touche. I represent a majority of bartenders here in San Antonio, Texas. Through Facebook, we're a large group all over the world. We're trying to understand how the science, if it does back it up, differs with food or without food within a bar, and why is closing at 10 p.m. going to help, or how is closing at 10 p.m. going to help us as far as a bar needing to stay in business?
All right, John, thank you for that. So Jason Rosenfeld, can you talk about these rules?
What I would say is the 10 p.m. closure is an attempt to limit alcohol consumption to ensure that both employees and patrons remain safe throughout the entire hours of operation and to align very closely with the ways that current bars and restaurants have been operating since June.
And Chris Porter, with the TABC, y'all will be enforcing those rules too about closing at 10.
Absolutely. We'll be enforcing the rules as laid out by Governor Abbott. In addition to a number of local authorities in Bexar County and elsewhere across the state, they will be obviously dispatching their local law enforcement, health and safety officials, fire marshals, those types of folks to ensure that the businesses in their communities are able to comply with these rules. And meanwhile, TABC will be conducting our own set of operations and responding to any additional complaints or reports we receive from either private citizens, media reports, or local law enforcement about potential violations in those communities.
Another caller, and this is Catherine. Catherine, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I am very, very concerned about the bars being opened because people, the majority of them, do not go to bars to be responsible. They go to bars to be irresponsible. And so I have grave doubts about people being responsible while they are there. And I do see the cases exploding after this.
All right, Catherine, thank you for the call. I'm going to go straight to Joe on the line. And Joe, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I part own a brewery here in San Antonio. And, we've been roped into this bar situation since the beginning. And, we have a very small tap room, and it doesn't function in a regular way that a bar might function, per se. And I see people's concerns, but I drive by Chili's on the afternoon, and there's, 200 cars in the parking lot, and we're a local business, we're a small business, work on a shoestring budget. We're not looking to fill it up with like 100 people. We literally are looking for 15 patrons at a time max, And I just wanted to get that out there and see what your thoughts are on that.
But so, Joe, you're only looking for like 15 people at a time to come in there and help keep you operating right now. And what is your status? If we have another hard lockdown, what will happen to your local brewery?
I really have no idea at this point. It all depends on federal funding, payroll, reimbursement or loans, et cetera, things like that. It's really just going to be, it's all up in the air. We feel fortunate to have made it to this point so far, and we're just hoping for the best. I just like to express, you know, that we're not, people have an idea of what a bar is, and we don't function like that, you know, okay. And we get roped into this and we shut down and we work on a very small budget.
Got it. Joe, thank you so much for the call. Jason Rosenfeld with UT Health San Antonio, and you've been on the COVID-19 enforcement work group. When the last time we reopened the bars, a lot of people took that as a sign that it was okay to go back to the bars, that it was some sort of tacit, like, don't worry about it, the COVID's over, we're all good now. Do you think this time will be different, that people will realize if you go to a bar now in this reopening that you are entering at your own risk?
Well, I sure hope so, and I think that is the message coming from city and public health leadership, and I would encourage everybody within their own social networks to encourage, to continue encouraging this piece of social responsibility, as you mentioned, that you know, we are not through this yet, and that for us to get through it, we must continue to do the things that we have been doing that we weren't necessarily doing at the very beginning of this pandemic, back in the spring and early summer, which is mask wearing, social distancing, and hand hygiene. And if we can continue to practice those things, which I feel confident that we can because we have made it this far so far, and if we can continue to do that, then I think people can understand that the risk is still there, and it's all about mitigating our own risks.
Chris Porter with the TABC, you have a statewide view of what's going on here. Different parts of Texas are dealing with COVID in different ways. North Texas, it's getting really bad again. So are those bars open or closed?
Right now, a number of bars, in fact, about 154 counties across the state have already given their local bars authorization to open. I think one of the benefits of this phase reopening plan is that it relies upon local officials to make those decisions, which makes it easier for particular communities in the state to adapt to the situation on the ground there and either open or close bars based on local public conditions. You know, last time what we had was a statewide opening or closing situation as mandated by Governor Abbott. And, you know, we understand that it's been extremely hard for businesses to operate under those types of conditions, which is why the governor wanted to give local communities the ability to set their own conditions and then operate accordingly.
Jason Rosenfeld, what will we be looking at to decide it's time to, if this happens, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if we have to reclose the bars?
Yeah, I don't think that there's a hard and fast rule at this point, but from the Community Response Coalition, the Indicator Work Group, and as well as the larger leadership structure, of course, we're going to continue to look at the test positivity rate, which again is currently sitting at about 5.8%. If we see that increasing dramatically, then clearly we know that there is something going on. We're also going to be looking at the daily case counts as well as hospitalizations. So we're going to keep our eyes on all of those indicators and stay in touch with all of our contact tracers to understand where the virus is spreading and what the sources are.
And really quickly, Jason, does the county judge have the authority to reclose the bars, or do we have to wait for the governor for that?
Based on my understanding of what he has said, is that he does have the ability to do so. But
right.
I can't speak for him.
All right. Jason Rosenfeld, Doctor of Public Health, Assistant Professor of Medicine, and Assistant Director of Global Health at UT Health San Antonio, and Chris Porter, Spokesperson for the Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission, TABC. Thank you both for helping us out understanding what's going on. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thank you for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Kim Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by Ruben Garcia and Kathleen Creedon. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.